always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian.
And Miss Cole.
That's right. Miss Cole is back. Miss Cole, how's it feel? You know what I'm saying? Like, you fresh into this, man. You married now.
I am.
How you feel? You good?
I feel good.
You know what I'm saying? Cats want to know what's been going on with Miss Cole. You've been married now for almost 30 days.
Uh-huh.
29 days, is that right?
Tomorrow will be a month.
Now, what's up, man? How you feel? You kind of quiet, you know? I thought you would be, like, excited, like...
Oh, I am excited.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? What's new? What's new with you? You've been gone for 2 months.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We miss you, man.
I had to get prepared. There's a lot of things that goes along with planning your own wedding.
Yeah.
So I would say if you have the option of having a wedding planner, please do that.
Yep. The big day came through. Miss Cole was gigging. As a matter of fact, you guys can see it on YouTube. I got some YouTube videos.
You better not put no YouTube videos.
I'm just playing. Nah, man. But we excited to have her back, man. Today we're gonna talk with the homie E Hud about his music, his ministry, his testimony. For some, this might be the first time hearing about him, and we gonna chop it up and see what's good with him, man. And also the topic of the day. Came from Miss Nicole's pastor. You know what I'm saying? Should we call you Mrs. Nicole now? How should we do that?
I think Miss Cole is just...
Miss Cole's fine?
Because you know what? Miss can be interpreted both ways.
Okay.
For somebody that is not married and somebody that is married.
Okay, so yeah. She's schooling me. Matter of fact, she's been schooling me all weekend. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been wrong on everything. So I'm like, man, whatever, Nicole, whatever you say. But we're going to talk about being fully persuaded, not being moved by anything that is not in the Word of God and the Scripture, and just making sure we stay in line with what God's Word has to say, man. And to me, that's very important. What you think about that right now?
You think it's
important?
I think it's very important.
Man, that's what's up. We're going to go to this song by the homie Al Cam. The song is called Turn It Up. I hit him on Twitter, was like, man, I heard this joint. I was like, man, how come I don't got this for the show? So what I'm going to need y'all to do, y'all that are listening, wherever you are at, you know what I'm saying, don't turn this music down. Turn it up. Let it be loud so somebody else can hear it. And then when they hear it, you be like, man, oh, yeah, that's Yada the King Radio. And we are here to praise the King, man. Let's get into this joint on Yada the King. Yeah.
Homie, they done heard of us. When the fact that I know that he came to cover with blood injecting my veins, painted vivid picture enough to remember that it's enough to be confessing his name, reflecting the frame. It is a shame some people is out who end up with a fame, trying to get notoriety. He's standing in aim, professing his name. So I tell him, let's go. Give it a beginning to give it a growth. Tell him what it is, I'm telling him I know. My father got a 90 rolls in my soul. Nick, change with it. I don't need no fame with it. Please come and bang with me. I don't need no change with it. Just walk, come and hang with me. Come and fresh, still dang. Hanging back in it, this not my home. This I'm in the backseat, I'm a sunroof, tell the whole world I'm with it. Forget my life, ain't about me, never 1 minute can't take her to high, I'm living. Forget my life, ain't about me, never 1 minute can't take her to God is my witness. Let's go! Full blast, tell my neighbors on both sides, say we disturbing them. But tell her we just alerting them. Tell her my God the what you heard. My father got my back for his bride, and that's affirming of so I tell him that Christ that we live and die is the game. Precious to kill the sick cause it brain. Pride and shame, afraid to proclaim, denouncing his name. We suffer in pain, defeating and slain for losing our aim. We're jumping in the ring and never betraying. Now tell me what it is, then tell me who to blame. We turning up, we never had the will to turn enough. No purpose cause no work to us. Persecution was worse enough. Discipleship we hunger for. The world still perversing us. We rather test our love with no savior. Living out of touch. That life you can get it. This not my home. This body is many. Let it shuffle for drive. I'm in the backseat. Out the sunroof, tell the whole world I'm with it. Forget my life and about me. Not for 1 minute. Can't take credit just how I'm living. Forget my life and about me. Not for 1 minute. Let God turn it up if you feel me. Let's go. She's the winner to the people that are living in the law. So we call the town on the hill. Tell me what the deal is. My God is for real. My life is so real. Back is not real. Back is someone we feel more in premier. Christ is my king of my job and career. Everything else take a seat to the wheel. My wife, my kids, even career. I was the one in that living for years. But I tell him I'm out there. Give it up and get it and get it and come out. Tell him what it is. I tell him that I know my father got to die in the rose. And we go where he went. Then we rest where he went. King hold us with semen. This life that he said. This life that he said. I ain't saying that it easy. But this life you can get it. This
change the message, but I change the method in a sentence. Yes. Say we can't dance, ain't nobody sin. So I took an intermission to enter into the mission. Like,
I'ma get low, I'ma get low. I'ma get low, I'ma get low. I'ma get low, I'ma get low. I'ma get low, I'ma get low.
This is seek, 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 dot free with this here. I float like this, I float like that, but my flow ain't nothing without them facts. So I get low, not a dance, but with my face to the flow. Put a prostrate in the face of the Lord. If you understand, raise your hands up, wanna call. It's alright to dance, please get free, get the bricks out your pants. This might be your last chance, so go and cut a rug like when David danced. Cause Christ's in the building, it's about a walk, not just a feeling. So make your way to the flow, everybody, everybody, get low.
I'ma get low, I'ma get low. I'ma get low, I'ma get low. I'ma get low, I'ma get low. I'ma get low, I'ma get low.
Religious might condemn me for that.
Don't see every day when the cross on my back. Don't brag, don't boast. They might wanna fall back in religion, but relationship, that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
You might not understand me now. I ain't just about get free in the spirit with your Holy Ghost. I know the fire burning deep down in your bones. If you're ready, pay attention, cause here we go. Like,
I'ma get low, 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 I'ma get low.
Soul Productions presents
Mark Arthur's debut album, The Obligation,
featuring Jay, Michelle Bonilla, JR, Shylin, and more. Available now on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, Bus Shop, and Holy Coach. Check out Mark Arthur's new music video, Away From Here, directed by Josh Wan and shot by Essa. Mark Arthur's The Obligation. Mark Arthur knows his obligation. Do you? Visit MarkArthurOnline.com.
Genuine Life Records present Servant, The Fight of Faith,
featuring
Cambino,
Willie Will,
Oracle,
Chaser,
and Fulfiller.
Check out the single,
The Bar Is Set.
I resurrected after my death, kid. Now I live life from Christ's perspective. I live life even after death hits and allow Christ
life totally cool.
Available at iTunes,
Amazon,
eMusic, Zoom,
and GenuineLife.com.
Servant, The Fight of Faith.
This album will fuel you
to go beyond those who have given up
in this fight.
Prepare for the fight of faith.
Now, all the prisoners here have been pardoned?
Yes, that's right.
Then why are they still here?
They refuse to accept their pardons, like this guy. Hey, Fred, do you want to accept the president's pardon?
There's no such thing as a president.
Yes, there is.
I've never seen him. Have you? Well, have you?
And then there's Joe.
Howdy, warden. Look how clean my cell is. That should clear up my record, don't you think?
Joe, will you just accept his pardon?
A pardon? Haven't I done enough to pay for my crime? Haven't I?
Too proud to accept the pardon?
Yep. And then there's Sam, who's still waiting to hear from the King of the Ocean.
There is no King of the Ocean.
Well, he believes that true pardons only come from the King of the Ocean.
That's too bad. All they'd have to do is accept the pardon, and they'd be free.
Yeah, I know. Best I can do is just tell them about it.
Through Jesus, all of us have been granted a pardon for the sins we've committed. Has unbelief, belief in the wrong thing, or believing you can earn it prevented you from accepting God's gift?
Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web at lifelinepro.com.
SOCOM, the song is featuring C. Micah, Get Low, and we got E-Hub. Miss Cole, you got it.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about your testimony, how you came to know God?
Well, I was, like I said before, I was born in Jamaica, West Indies, and pretty much grew up in Brooklyn. And all that comes with it, you know what I mean? The peer pressures and the environment and everything like that. And I was one that got captivated with the rapping, the hip-hop music. You know, I was a huge Jay-Z fan, Biggie fan. You know, anybody that was from Brooklyn repping, I was really pretty much a big fan of Brooklyn, you know. And got into the music, and my cousin and I, we started a independent record label, Irimosh Records, which, you know, it had some mild success. We was in Rock and Soul, Beat Street, some of those real popular hip-hop stores back in Brooklyn. You know, we were there and, you know, did a lot of good things, you know, on the radio, Odyssey's in Brazil, Canada, so on and so forth, man. But God had another plan, you know what I mean? And stuff just started to go left. You know, nothing was working, and my cousin decided to fold the record company, and relationship at the time wasn't going well. My mom and my brothers had left Brooklyn, moved to Georgia. So I was at a crossroads, really, and to this day, I don't remember making that conscious decision to move, what happened, but I remember standing in the Delta ticket office, buying a one-way ticket to Georgia. And this was like the end of the summer. In December, I was out. I was gone. You know, I moved to Georgia, and I was here, and I was just looking to, you know, fulfill the lust of the flesh. I was caught up on the hype of Georgia. I was going to find me, and you know, a nice young lady, and just club, and you know, had no idea of God. You know, didn't want to hear nothing about God, and You know, I was hurt. I was, you know, confused. I thought I made a mistake moving down here. So I was just, you know, down here, you know, clubbing and doing different things, you know. And basically, I went to a barbershop and to get a haircut. And I was sitting there. It had to be over an hour sitting there waiting to get cut. And this one barber, he came to me. He was like, you know, is anybody helping you? I was like, no. And I waited for him to get done, and he cut my hair, and come to find out that man was a pastor.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I found out that he was a pastor, I avoided him because I wasn't trying to hear it. I wasn't trying to hear church. I wasn't trying to hear nothing. That was going to stop me from, you know, just being, you know, captivated in my, you know, in my pity, you know. And basically... developed a relationship with him, and he invited me to church, and he was having church out of his home at the time, and I went that one day, and I never stopped. I rededicated my life, because I got baptized, saved when I was a young boy, you know, and but straight away, and went back, rededicated my life, and it was on ever since. I never stopped going, you know, fell in love with the Lord, man, and, you know, just grew, you know, slowly. It's still growing, and we are here where we are today. I started rapping in 2003 for the Lord. You know, I heard Jesus Walks, you know, by Kanye, a popular song at the time. And, you know, I felt like, well, I can do this. You know, I'm actually living for the Lord.
Yeah.
I can do this. You know what I mean? And but my mentality was, man, that's whack. You know what I'm saying? At the time, I didn't know nothing about gospel rap, holy hip hop. I had no knowledge of it. So when I decided to go full force with it, I thought I was the only one that's doing this. I'm like, I'm about to blow the lid off the world. They never saw this before, you know? Come to my surprise, man, I'm a fish in a big, big fish tank, because there's a lot of people out here doing what we're doing. And just, you know, went forth with that in 2003, and we are here we are now, 2011.
Wow, man. I think it's cool, man, and I want to talk about this on the podcast. You said about a year ago you were kind of just fed up with church. What really
right.
helped you get past that hurdle? Because I feel like there's a lot of people that get tired of the church routine. You know what I'm saying? The religious acts that a church
right.
must do. But how did you get over that, man? Because I think this is going to be powerful for some people.
I didn't just fall away completely was that I had a deep-rooted relationship with the Lord. Mm. That's what it is. I was, you know, what I was fed up with was what I was fed up with, what I was seeing and what I was dealing with. But I know deep down inside, if you took the church out of the equation, the building or whatever I was frustrated with, I still had a relationship with God. So that's what kept me going, is like, you know, knowing that if you took the church away completely, you know what I mean? I still had a relationship with the Lord. So that's what really, you know, kept me grounded and kept me rooted. Like, nah, I'm not going to let go. You know, even though I was frustrated and I was ready to move back to New York, I was like, babe, you know, let's go. I'm done. This is not it. You know what I mean? You know, but my relationship with God was still what it was. Just I was just so irritated with what I was seeing and dealing with.
No, that's good, man. So the key to everything is having a relationship with God, man. If y'all want to stay rooted, it don't matter what church you go to, there's going to be times where you get fed up, but know that you need to be rooted in God. Let's go to this first song that we got from you called Every Morning. I played this on the show a couple times before, man. Talk to us about this joint right here.
This is actually, I got like 20 joints on the album, man, and this is actually my favorite song, man. Is you know, is because I know a lot of people. The first line, you know, says they know more about hip hop, nothing about the scriptures, more about the albums, nothing about the kingdom, you know. And it seemed like, you know, everybody was more. They could tell me everything about hip hop, from day it started to where it is now. Who did what song with who? What year this was rocking? This was. They know all the stats about hip hop. But then when you talk to certain people, they can't tell you nothing about the scriptures. But isn't this what we're preaching about? Isn't this what we're rapping about? Isn't it to share the scriptures with, you know, people that we come in contact with? So that was just off of personal experiences. Like, you know, everybody, they could tell you everything about hip-hop music, everything about the genre, everything about 106 and Park, who did this, who's battling with this one, who made a diss record. But when you talk to those same people, when I spoke to those same people about the things that are really important, which is the scriptures, which is God, which is Christ,
yeah,
nobody can tell me, I couldn't have a decent conversation about the scriptures.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They knew about their albums, when the album's coming out, who produced it, who was featured on the albums, who's doing this, who's doing that. They couldn't tell me nothing about the kingdom. And that's all Christ said before he said, preach the kingdom.
Yeah.
That was it.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? So that's the basis of that song. And I went through a lot of flack for it, you know what I mean, making a certain stand about it. And I went through a little thing about it. So, you know, the second verse is geared to that. You know, but, you know, this is one of my favorite joints on the album, man.
Man, let's do this. Without further ado, let's play this joint. E-Hud every morning on Yacht of the King Radio with Miss Cole in the building, right? Hey, man. Hey, I need a scarf like that, too, by the way.
It's cold in here.
Let's get it, yeah.
Less about the scriptures. Call an audible, audibleize my audio. Cooking hate up, but I still send love their way. They know more about hip hop,
yes,
less about the scriptures, more about the album, nothing about the kingdom.
This is how we win them.
This is what they tell them, making excuses. They're head up in them nooses, trying to be a nuisance, thorn in their side. Under God's sovereignty, do away with pride. I can no longer hide what's been birthing inside. When I wake up every morning, all I see is compromise. So I put palm to face and start to rub my eyes. Cause what they're saying, what they show is looking like lies. So I stand flat footed in my peers despise, but despite that I'm right back, standing broad back, fall back, cause when he comes back I'm going right back. Tell Lucifer, son of the morning, I ain't going back. Not every morning before I start to yawn, and I gotta give my God some praise. Chill. When I wake up, somebody cooking hate up, but I still send love their way. Now it's despicable me, despicable he. Who we think he talking to? He ain't talking to we. Who we think he is? He ain't Jesus. Let's band together, Black Ball E-Hud. But even if I'm barricaded, I'll just change my cadence. Call an audible, audibleize my audio. I'm working out these haters, cardio. Them same haters trying to damn me, stop my flow. But his name's a strong tower, and I'm locked up inside him, protected from these showers. Reaping may endure through these nighttime hours, but each morning brings hope when I see the sun rise. And I'm God's son, awesome, one with his spirit, so we all one, all done. And all this came from worship, early every morning, tears fill my kerchief. Worship, God, you are worth it, yeah. When I wake up, somebody cooking hate up, but I still send love their way. Not every morning when I wake up, somebody cooking hate up, but I still send love their way.
It's your man Eric Cross, man. Your boy Lee Sun was gracious enough to invite me on the track. So I just want to encourage all those who don't know Christ to come to him. If anything, you should run to him. He's waiting with open arms. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, is that you in the car? Just got the CD ripped off the plastic, can't wait to blast it. New system in the back of your hatchback, on the way to school, throw it in your backpack. Now that's you on a fast track, trying to go where the catch is at. Somebody told you about this rap cat, said I was dope, was at a show y'all was rapping at, and rap so passionate. So he gave you my city, you started laughing at.
Wait, did you say this was gospel? Where the trash can at? Come on now, you know I don't listen to gospel rap.
Did I just make it out of your trash bag? Is that you in the back of the passenger seat, while your man is driving, is playing his beats? All of a sudden you hear sort of an interruption. Lend me your ears, it's sort of an introduction.
This is a
Trying to front like you gun-ho, about the one that's in his son, bro. This ain't an act we putting on like some folks, only so we can come up short like a pair of umbros. Now tell me what you come for. Did you come for the fun of it or come for to see the heat on display like a gun show? But this is the way, this just one flow. And I don't care if it's one soul. Is anybody out there ready to run home? Y'all ready to rock steady with the 1-2? Come to get to know the one you can run to. And that's Jesus the same, talked about in Ephesians. Same that walked on water in front of Peter. Same that beat death scene in front of his people. This is your chance, are you ready to receive him?
Christ, instead of trying to run from Christ, that's when you come to light. As for me, I was saved by the bell. Set free, I jet ski, so I wave by the hell. It's a must that I take time and tell, so you all know. Not trying to make a scene like Geraldo. Heaven was created with the hope that we all go. Although living without Christ and you fall low, I was headed for that smoke like Marlboro. God taught me never worry about tomorrow. He took me from my sorrow, but that grace that he gave, it's not something that I borrow. When it comes to your life, don't waste it, cause once it's gone, you can never replace it. I'm giving you the basics, with the hopes that you will come to the Christ who is gracious.
Yeah, that was Lee Sun featuring Eric Cross on Yacht of the King Radio. Man, we got E-Hood, and we having a fun time. We actually found out who E-Hood was in the Bible. I want you all to do this, man. If you don't know who E-Hood is in the Bible, look it up. Miss Cole, man, let's talk to him about his ministry, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about you getting started as a Christian hip-hop artist. Did you say you were a rapper even before this, before you became a Christian, or how did this start off again?
Yeah, I was rapping, you know, secular, you know, and I was in Brooklyn, you know, that was my thing. I thought I was gonna be the next big, you know, rap star out of Brooklyn and everything like that, but you know, God had other plans, and you know, been rapping for the Lord, man, ministering through music since 2003.
Yeah, so you've been doing this since 2003. Let's just talk about, why did you get involved in Christian hip hop? How do you view the music? Do you feel that this is an effective way to reach people? Let us know, man.
Well, I got started off of hearing the story about the five talents, you know, the men with the talents, the king who gave seven talents to, and you know, the one that had the one talent, he, you know, he hid the talent, and you know, I felt like, you know, what can I have, what do I have to offer, you know, back to the kingdom of God? What do I have to offer as far as, you know, getting back, you know, to helping my people, or, you know, sharing you know, my gift or my talent, and, you know, it was rapping, it was music, and I didn't want, you know, the repercussions of not using my talent, not burying my talent and hiding it. So,
yeah,
you know, I went full speed ahead with it. And, you know, I feel it's a good tool if it's done right. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way I perceive things, the way I look and see what things, you know, are. You know, if it's done right, man, it's an awesome, awesome tool, man. It's an awesome thing because, you know, hip-hop music is so, what's the word I'm looking for? It's very influential, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it brings a lot to the table as far as, you know, who's wearing what in hip-hop, who's saying what in hip-hop, what dance is popular in hip-hop. And if we can take the foolish things, you know, and confound the wise, like, why would God use something like hip-hop when you look at what hip-hop stands for? It's so antichrist. In the videos, the women are half naked. It's all about the cars and the money and the jewelries, a lot of idol worship and lasciviousness. That's what the hip-hop culture represents. It's out there on all the media websites or whatever. There's nothing in hip-hop that says go to church. There's nothing in hip-hop music that says serve God. You know what I mean? There's nothing. Everything in hip-hop says go to the club. But when we go to the club, who are we serving? You know what I'm saying? So God can take something that is so antichrist and give it to his people, or, you know, open up the gifting of rapping and making good music for the glorification of God and to draw somebody in, you know what I'm saying? And that's where a lot of people get stuck on. But if we do it right, man, it's so powerful. They wouldn't know what to do with us if we do this thing right. I salute Lecrae. You know what I'm saying? I salute those guys that's out there that's really doing it. That's not compromising, not wavering, that's really doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because that, on that level, man, they wouldn't know what to do with us.
Oh, that's what's up, man.
When Jay and all those guys made the millions of dollars, they never thought hip-hop would make that type of money. Where, you know, hip-hop is in almost every commercial. You know what I'm saying? They using hip-hop in TV commercials, you know what I mean, to sell their products. Who would have ever thought that? You know what I'm saying? So if we take that with the anointing that God has rubbed on us, and if we do this thing right, if they didn't know what to do with them then, and they secular, they absolutely wouldn't know what to do with us. And we have the gift of God in us.
Right. That's good. Now, actually, going back just a little bit, I know you've made mention a couple times of your beautiful wife and her being involved in ministry with you, you know, booking your events and whatnot. How important is that for you guys to be one in the ministry that you're doing?
That is absolutely everything, you know what I mean? Because of the simple fact that, that trust factor, you know, that any deals that come across the table, you know, that anything, any phone calls being made, you know what I mean? You know, she's doing it for the, not only my best interest, but her best interest too, because we are one. But there's no way that anything could come across the table where, you know, it's going to put me or my name or my family's name or the ministry that we attend in a compromising situation. So it's very important, man, because, you know, knowing that, look, this woman here has my best interest. This is not only my manager and my, you know, my promoter and so on and so forth, but this is my wife. This is my best friend. So it's a win-win for me every time I look at it.
That's good.
Now, that's what's up, man. And I think that, how would you say this should be portrayed in more artists? Do you feel like it should be, even if they're not having roles, but they're supporting and making sure we have their support for what we do. How important that is that for ministry in general, man?
It is, man, because, you know, like you all may know, you know, this ministry, this walk sometimes get very lonely. You know, and we associate with so many different people, and there's so many different things that go on, so many different moving parts that comes along with carrying the message of the gospel. You know, and going out and ministering either through music or speaking or preaching a spoken word. So sometimes it's so good to have somebody in your corner that no matter what nobody says about you, no matter what, you know, anybody tried to do to you, you have somebody in your corner supporting you, whether they're managing, promoting, or whatever. It could just be that late night rub on the back, or, you know, that late night encouragement, like, honey, it's going to be okay. And that could be for the man or the woman. You know, it could be the woman that's in the forefront doing the music or doing the speaking or whatever, and coming home and having that husband and say, you know what, babe, don't worry about it. You know, let this one rub off your back. You know, I got you. We're still together. God is with us and whatever. It does wonders. There's many times I've wanted to quit. This album almost didn't happen if it wasn't for my wife. You know, because I wanted to quit so many different times. Many different times I wanted to be like, I just want to just go to church. I serve in the ministry. I just want to be done with the music thing. It's too many politics, too many liars. It just, you know, I've outgrown it. I've missed my time. God has just missed his time with me. You know, it's you know, I'm done. And there's many times I actually like, look, man, be frank with me. You know, be real. Keep it 100. You know, do you think I should just hang it all up and just be done with it? And she's like, no. You know, you have a call. You know, you have people to reach. You know, don't give up. And if it wasn't for those words of encouragement, when I did go out and meet with the faulty producers, you know, and meet with the, you know, the underhanded studio engineers and so on and so forth, I would have quit a long time ago with the music aspect of ministry. But if it wasn't for those words and those days, and I was like, man, I want to give up, this album would have never happened.
Man, that's what's up, man. Aww. Hey, yeah. I don't have a button right now, but... Yeah, we definitely had to do that, man. Do Ministry right, man. We're going to go to your next song called Here I Come, man. And this is a debut on Yacht of the King Radio, man. Talk to us about this track.
Well, perfect segue, man. I didn't even know that. But Here I Come was, you know, speaking on, you know, basically, you know, everybody telling me that this would never happen. You know, it's very disheartening when you have people of faith, you know, discouraging you, you know, and subliminally discouraging you. You know, they wouldn't come out to your face and say, you know, this is not happening, you give it up or whatever, but subliminally would say stuff and, you know, plant seeds that when you go home and you're wondering about if you should do this or if you should do that, those seeds manifest, you know what I mean? So getting past those levels and those barriers, it's like, here I come, you know, ready or not, world, here I come. I can't stop because the victory's won.
That's right. So we gonna get into this joint. Yacht of the King Radio. Here I come. Let's go, y'all.
And everything that you made it through, it's your time. Let's go.
Here I come. Here I go. It's my time. It's my time to blow. Coming out from behind that curtain. Let's make one thing certain. I've been trying, I've been through in that 5-4 school. Show my scars and my bruise. I done paid my dues. Ready or not, world, here I come. I can't lose, cause the victory's won. Yeah, I ain't nothing less than zero. I ain't get blessed till I met with my hero. And I ain't talking about D.O.T. I'm talking about my G.O.D. Yeah, I'm the GOAT cause greatness was placed in me. I done took all the shots that were sent at me. Now I see where they coming from. I saw the spark in the dark. They were shooting at my heart, but they ain't hitting none. And I ain't speaking literally. I'm talking about my ministry. Now you about to see me. Yeah, Mr. H.U.D. Can't stop what was placed in me. No, I'm feeling gutty like the Broad Street Bully. Push me, fully understand what it takes for you to judge me. I'm standing on the word of my king, and I accept all the drama that brings. Get at me. Yeah, here I go. It's my time, it's my time to blow. Coming out from behind that curtain. Let's make one thing certain. I've been trying, I've been proving in that 5-4 school. Show my scars and my bruise. I don't hate my dues. So ready or not, world, here I come. I can't lose, cause the victory's won. Chill, why you talk about it? I demonstrate it. God's love and his power straight orchestrated. I live his precepts, you in a matrix. He orders every step and you haters hate it. Get a boy who turned to Christ. I know your heart wants to, but can't deny he's nice. I cleanse up nice, cleansed by his blood. Blood gang, see this power flowing through my veins.
I'm one with him, call me his son. Call to the nations, boy, here I come. I ain't playing with the devil, I'm a rebel. God's reformation bringing order to his temple. I'm serving up the order on the menu. I will never move off the vain things that men do. Shit, until I go back home. Satan won't erect the throne in my dome. What? Here I come, here I go. It's my time to blow. Coming out from behind that curtain. Let's make one thing certain. I've been tried, I've been proved. In that 5-4 school, show my scars and my bruises. I paid my dues, so ready or not. Well, here I come, I can't lose, cause the victory's won. Chill, here I come, here I go. It's my time to blow. Coming out from behind that curtain. Let's make one thing certain. I've been tried, I've been proved. In that 5-4 school, show my scars and my bruises. I paid my dues, so ready or not. Well, here I come, I can't lose, cause the victory's won. Chill.
This is Marjanae, and you're listening to Get Your Breakthrough on Yada the King Radio, playing the very best in gospel music.
This is the one.
CD reviews.
The latest news.
And your very own.
community profile. Are you SoundCloud.com, where you can shop the hip-hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian hip-hop radio. Watch videos on the TV network. And more. The South.com.
You know who it is?
The South.com. The life in hip-hop.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
West Coast Rapping. West Coast Fire is now online.
Online. Live online.
A new gospel hip-hop site repping the West Coast. The fattest gospel hip-hop. Latest news.
Videos. The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all.
Yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Gio.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online.
Music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
I always gotta keep it.
Yada Da King Radio. Banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Join us in the chat room every Sunday and Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., where we get it in with the best in the gospel urban community. Go to yada.king.com and check out the interviews, blogs, and devotionals. Subscribe to the podcast through iTunes and Zoom and stream from the Yada Da King mobile app.
We Yada Da King.
Do you? Man, y'all know how we do it on Yada Da King Radio. That song was Breakthrough by Marzenay. Get your breakthrough. And, man, we're going to continue to keep going with E-Hub, man. This has been a fun interview. I'm just so excited to have Miss Cole back. It's the reunion of Miss Cole on Yada Da King Radio today. But look, man, we're going to talk about the topic of the day, which is being fully persuaded in your faith. Iha, to you, what does it mean to be fully persuaded in anything? When we say fully persuaded, what does that mean to you, bro?
Can I keep it real?
I have to take this one from my apostle. What we have learned, you know, in the teaching is you have BTF, which is belief, trust, no, belief, faith, and trust, I should say. Everybody pretty much have a belief. You know, some, you ask anybody, they believe in something, you know, or someone or whatever. But as believers, you know, we believe, we in that first stage of believing in Christ or believing in God. But when the first storm comes or the first few storms come, that belief goes straight out the window. We revert back to our tactics of the world, or we just give up and believing, you know, in what we say we believe in. If we're strong enough to get past the belief point, then we get to the faith point, okay? And a lot of people have the faith. Even Jesus' faith was shaken on the cross when he asked his Father, why have thou forsaken me?
Yeah.
But then you transcend the faith part of it, and then you have that trust factor, that even though my faith is shaken and my faith is stirred, I still trust you no matter what. So it's just, that's it right there. It's just, it's trusting God no matter what. Even when your faith is shaken, even when, you know, the situation is like, you know, I'm going to have faith beyond what I regularly have faith for. I have to trust God no matter what the situation looks like. So I think it's trusting God, having that relationship to trust the man beyond what the situation is saying. That's what keeps, well, me grounded and rooted and, you know, should be for everybody, you know, is having that trust in him.
That's good.
I mean, dang, he already, oh my goodness.
BFT,
belief, faith, and trust. Let's talk about this with our faith, man. How can we be fully persuaded? Is it possible for Christians to be fully persuaded about their faith? What do you think, man?
The word of God says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, the more you hear faith, and faith is Jesus Christ. That's who he is. If the more you hear faith, the more you put yourself in a position to hear faith, you know what I mean, the more your faith get built up. If Miss Cole come in there and tell an awesome testimony of how she didn't have any money to pay her mortgage, she didn't have any money to pay her car note or whatever, and she wrote to the mailbox and there was a check there to cover everything and then leave some in her pocket. And she comes into the studio and she said, listen, guys, this is what happened to me. I just believed in God. I had faith in God that something was going to work out. And she tells y'all that, and you see the evidence. I think that's the key, the evidence of having the faith. Because anybody can say, I have faith in God, but then when the evidence is not produced, it's like, okay, well, how much faith do you have? Or where is the faith that you say you have? Because God didn't come through. But when God comes through because of your faith, now you can look and say, okay, well, if God did it for Miss Cole, then she can do it for me. So hearing faith, you know, builds up your faith, and so on and so forth. Right.
Man, he's going in. Right. Miss Cole, I mean, if you had a check like that, I mean, how would that make you feel? You know what I'm saying?
Real good.
Real good, man. And you know it would be nothing but God. Let me ask you this, man. On the flip side, that's how we need to stay, be fully persuaded. But let's say some of us are like Thomas in the Bible, a disciple of Christ, mm-hmm. who he needed more evidence or he needed more proof to believe.
Right.
What are some things that keep us from being fully persuaded? Because there's always a flip side.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. You're absolutely right. And I think the flip side where a lot of believers get wary is when they don't see it. Mm-hmm. You know, I could say all day that God is a healer, but if I'm always in the hospital, you're not going to believe me. But if you know my situation, and if God allows me to be exposed in the sense of you see my struggles and you know my testimony, you know the ailments that I have going on through my body, you know my house is in foreclosure. But then when you see the evidence, come and see. You know what I mean? Come and touch me. Come and see that the doctor said I only have 3 months to live. But we in month 12 right now. I'm good, you know, and my faith produced the evidence of God showing up and healing my body. So now you see, you know what I mean? So that's how you really stay connected and grounded like that, because, you know, as human beings, man, you know, we're visual people. We got to see it. Right. You know what I'm saying? We got to see it to believe it. That's where that whole terminology comes from. You know what I'm saying? I got to see it to believe it, you know? So if you see the evidence, you know, manifest in my life, there's no way in the world you can doubt me and doubt God. There's no way in the world.
That's good.
Anything you want to ask him on that, Miss Carl? You good?
Yeah.
Man, I think that's good stuff, man. Well, let's talk about this though. For the people that, I mean, the Word of God says faith is the evidence of things not seen. You know what I'm saying? We still believe, right? For those that have been waiting on God to come through, you know what I'm saying? For just some things in our life, because all of us have, we've been praying for some things, right? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
excuse me,
we might not have seen it. It's okay. It's okay. She choked a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I was asking her for a question. And she was like, oh, hold up. No.
Sorry.
But what would you say to somebody that is still waiting, but yet believing in God, even though they haven't seen it yet, man?
Glory, hallelujah.
You have to wait, you know what I mean? You know, God, everything is timing with God. You know, and as much as I would love $1 million right now, God knows if he gives me $1 million right now, I will be completely messed up. You know what I mean? I have to first learn how to budget the thousands before I get the millions. You know what I mean? So everything is timing with God, and we can ask God for certain things that only he knows, because he's the author and the finisher. So, you know, he knows what, you know, we're capable of dealing with and handling. So if there's certain things and certain promises that God is promised us, it's a promise. And the Bible said that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of God that he may repent. So if he promised it, wait on it. It's going to come. It's going to come without a shadow of a doubt. I prayed for my wife. I prayed for her. I used to drive around town here in Atlanta in my car, with the nobody in the passenger seat. I used to talk to the passenger seat. It sounds crazy, but I used to talk to the passenger seat when I'm driving around town. You know what I mean? Because that's what I wanted. I used to ask the empty passenger seat, where do you want to go for dinner? What movie you want to watch? What do you want to do tonight? It sounds crazy now that I'm talking about it, and I tell people this all the time, and they look at me like I'm crazy or whatever, but me speaking that into the atmosphere produced my wife. Mm. You know what I mean? So now I literally drive in my car, look to the passenger seat, what do you want to eat tonight? Where do you want to go tonight? What do you want to do tonight? You know what I mean? So, you know, that faith is real key. That's real powerful, man, to have.
Man, you going in, man. And you know, somebody's going to be laughing about the passenger seat joint, but I mean, that's crazy that you would do that. What you mean, no?
I'm laughing at you.
Miss Cole does the same thing sometimes, man. She talks to her, she talks to her stuffed animals and stuff, like, you know. but you know, hey, I mean, like, this faith, I think that faith is something that is just as you were saying, this book that you were reading, it taught you war. I think there's a war for faith. Even Timothy talked about the fight of faith. Anything you want to share on that, man? How we could continue to be persuaded, even though things around us doesn't look always like, man, God's in control. We see laws being passed in different places that is definitely anti-God. How can we stay fully persuaded, man? How can we fight the fight of faith?
It you know, if you have something in your house that's of value, you know, a family heirloom, you know, something of to that nature, if you have something of value, you're not going to let that thing go easy. Especially, you know, you got a lot of people that, oh, this came from great-grandmama, this was passed down from such and such and such, from this generation, from this uncle, from this whoever, you know, ain't nobody going to take that from you easy. You're going to hold on to that. You will fight for that. And that's how we got to hold our faith. That is very valuable. Our faith, that's all we have. That's what the enemy wants, our faith. If the enemy can steal our faith, either through the economy, either through sickness, either through finances, whatever method the enemy can use to steal our faith, that's what he's going to do. Mm. So us knowing that, listen, I see what you want. I'm going to fight you for this. I'm going to fight you for this. I'm going to stay in my word, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I'm going to stay in my word. You know what I mean? I'm going to contend for this faith. That's what the book of Jude asks. Jude asks, who shall contend for the faith? Who's going to stand up and fight for this thing? You know what I mean? Are you going to let them take this from you? Or are you going to listen to what they say? Whose report shall you believe? You know what I mean? So once you know the value of having faith in God, you got a lot of people right now that, you know, are going through so much right now, and the blow can be easy, and they can overcome, and they can transition from one situation to the next if they have faith, if they had God in their lives. You know what I'm saying? So once a person knows the value of faith, man, we going down swinging for it. I'm like Tyson in prime.
Oh, hey, he from New York. You can tell him. He said he like Tyson in the prime. I mean, we had to see it to believe it there. But hey, anybody out there that's like, hey man, I want to be fully persuaded, man, just trust in what the word of God says. You dig? That's really what's up, man. There's a song on your album that all of a sudden we heard that was just like the banger. You might even do a music video for it. And the giant cat, what was his name, the giant for Christ in the live stream, was that his name, giant for Christ? Yeah, he was saying that, you know, you might link up with him to do this video. But let's talk about this song, man. Hands up. What's popping on this song? Who did what? Let me know.
Well, this song, I was actually coming home from work one night, and DJ Network had a mixtape. And I was listening to the mixtape, and the track was actually the outro for the album, for the mixtape. And I'm like, are you serious? This joint is banging. The beat is so hot. I called G-Stat, the producer of the song. I called him. I said, yo, I need that right there. And he said, okay, I'll send it to you. By the time I got home, it was in my inbox. I listened to it, and I'm listening to it. I'm going crazy listening to it, and speaking. It's just a big song. And my wife heard it, and she was like, that sounds like it needs to be the first song on the album. That sounds like a you know, a set it off type of song. And I was like, you know, I said, you're right. And I wrote the song in like 2 days. I got it. I wrote it in like 2 days. And the rest is history, man. Hands up, man. If you want to be free, throw your hands up.
That's what's up. So let's get into this jam. Yada the King Radio. Hands up, E-Hood. Let's go.
One, two. been waiting for my verse to grow up. You know what? It just turned 16 and this means so much. I think I throw a party. I think I know an audience who can come and help me put some growl in my Marty. But can we keep it holy? Can we keep it so the angels angling around us ain't ashamed to claim they know me? Like we banging with your homie, cause you play for the home team and we can go and kick it now, cause Jesus is our goalie and they can't put nothing past him. Ask him. Everything you're passionate about is just the route right to him. Has been since you was in your cradle, since you was neonato. Every crying craving back when you was just a day-o was teaching you to say his name in the language of the soul and solely day-o. Gloria's the way it goes, leading us to Christmas's gift like Rudolph's nose. So much glory you might even say it glows.
We got a gift for you, so while you're listening to these brothers giving you these sweet 16s. And as you see the fun, we hope to see you growing, growing older with these sweet 16s. Growing in the faith, we're growing in the faith. We don't wanna waste these
sweet 16s.
No more study growth, we don't want it, no. We only want another sweet 16.
Now, if you clapping your bean early and stacking your cream firstly, you probably got off of Jesus. He had to have seemed worthy. The addict and fiend heard me. A second chance of life I was not expecting to see, like Shaq in a green jersey. At first it was thunder and rage, I would front for the stage, but set me off and I was loud as a pump in a gauge. My faith was slumped in a cage until Jesus intervened, swooping in and gave my belief a coming of age. I'm throwing a party to celebrate. He's been big, trying to get every believer to come to my shindig, inviting the cast that like to get rude. Once they show up, we could tell them Christ to wash them as white as a tube sock. It's a celebration, and Jesus to see the stay sown. First Corinthians to tell you, homie, my faith's grown. It's Christ that we run to and get clean. We place them on big screens, making them famous with sweetest 16.
We got a gift for you, so while you're listening to these brothers giving you these sweet 16s. And as you see the flow, we hope to see you go and grow it older with these
sweet 16s.
Growing in the faith, we're growing in, cause hey, we don't wanna waste these
sweet 16s.
No more stunning growth, we don't want it, no,
no.
We only want another
sweet 16.
I won't keep you guessing if you're prepubescent. Holiness had a clearance seal, we would still clearly fail. Save the clearest seal, we hit and declare his will. And give the wherewithal to all, even on Jericho. Cause we sin, so we reach men. Preaching our crap depends on Christ like deep pens. And death ends the earth curse and begins a church birth. By faith we get a seal like flapping fins and earth. Before you rolling up eyes and giving stares at moms, he was holy rolling to God with his pierced palms. The Alpha and Omega, no Phi Beta, hits the sky later like high haters. You'll annihilate the violators. No fake, no chasing your prompt date. There is no grace, no place for a calm state. So that in essence, you can have this blessing if you add a lesson to your adolescence.
We got a gift for you, so while you're listening to these brothers giving you these
sweet 16s.
And as you see the flow, we hope to see you growing, growing older with these
sweet 16s.
Growing in the faith, we're growing in, cause hey, we don't wanna waste these
sweet 16s.
No more study growth, we don't want it, no, no. We only want another
sweet 16s.
That was Sweet 16s featuring, I know it was Fanatic, but it was featuring a couple of cats, man. And we definitely, you know, in the building. Shout out to D.Y., he's in there. We see E.A., Giant for Christ, you know what I'm saying, Cover Girl, all y'all cats in the live stream, Boss Lady, Mr. 77, we appreciate y'all joining us. Man, Miss Cole, you got this part of the show. What we gonna do right now?
Well, you had already started, but go ahead and let the people know where they can get your music, your websites. How can they get in contact with you?
Website is actually under construction right now. It's being developed. The music, the Huddle House project, is available at www.e-hud.bandcamp.com. That's www.e-hud.bandcamp.com, Facebook.com/RyanEHud, and Twitter @GetEHud, and that's I tweet all day, every day, you know, I tweet back, you tweet me, you know, give me a shout out, whatever. That's how you contact me, man. Twitter is always up and running, and that's it right there.
That's really what's up, man. So that's what it is, man. He's on there. Miss Cole, what else you want to ask him? You know, you got a couple of questions you're supposed to ask him.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Go ahead and ask him.
I don't remember, man. I'm, you know.
Oh, I guess we're going to have to stay here in silence.
Miss Cole.
I'm saying my goodnight.
Okay. Any last words that you want to share, Miss... since Miss Cole forgot.
Just to in these last days and hours, man, just to, you know, be about your business, you know, be about the Father's business, you know what I'm saying, be about the kingdom, man, you know, really get serious about whatever it is you're doing, man, you know, whatever business idea you have, whatever, you know, goal, whatever, you know, dream that God has placed inside of you, it's time to birth forth, you know what I mean, and just to keep going strong, just keep it going, you know what I mean, in your faith, in your walk, you know, and now is not a time to throw in a towel, now is not a time to give up, you know, now is the time to persevere like never before, you know what I'm saying, the promises of God are for sure, you know what I mean, so just keep on going, whatever you want to do, anybody listening that's, you know, interested in, you know, music and, you know, rapping, singing, praise dancing, whatever your gift and calling is, keep going. Don't let nobody tell you to stop. Don't let nobody tell you to, you know, to give up on it. You know, there's so many obstacles that try to stop Jesus from getting to the cross. But if he didn't make it to the cross, then where would we be right now? You know what I mean? So don't let nobody stop you from getting to your destiny, your purpose. You know what I mean? What you were put here for to accomplish here on this earth. Keep it going. We have a terminology back in Brooklyn, KIM. Keep it moving. You know what I mean? Don't stop.
Hey, that's what it is, man. And hey, man, we had a great time with E-Hud on the show, bro.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Once again, you said you got an album coming out. You know what I'm saying? What's next? What else is next for you, man? Tell them about that album and what else you got coming up next.
Well, right now, we got this project that we're looking to drop Thanksgiving Day, in between your cranberry sauce and your turkey. You know what I mean? You get that. Notice I ain't say chicken, I said turkey this time, no chicken. So between your cranberry sauce and your turkey, whatever, you make sure you get that H2O. We at 95% right now. That's going to be dropped on Thanksgiving Day. Other than that, we got a few projects that we're working on with the homie G Status and some of my brothers in Christ, brothers and sisters in Christ, Carmen, Twice Born out in Mississippi, SM Soldier out in Texas. You know, so we got a bunch of different things that we're working on right now. We're trying to come together, unify, support each other. D-Trop out in Chicago, Double, you know, out here in Atlanta, you know, so you got a lot of different things going on, and you know, we just trying to unify, come together, you know what I'm saying, and move as a unit, you know, so wherever you look in the Bible where you got God to move, there was always oneness. Whenever the people were one, God always moved, you know what I'm saying, so, you know, we just show unity, and that's why, you know what I'm saying, that the gospel arena is not going to get the light that it's supposed to get. And we're always going to look like the you know what I mean, the illegitimate son of music, you know what I'm saying? Because we're not together. There's no unity. There's no oneness. And when we come on the stage and we're one and we're unified, I guarantee you guys are going to come down and move.
Amen. That's what's up. So, and we got the exec. Right? She said we need to know about the Judah Praise. What's that all about?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Judas Praise, we probably going to look. That's a concert series that God gave me and my wife last year. We did three last year, and then we did one this year. We're going to look to start it back up and do another one, hopefully first quarter of next year. And it's just really introducing God to this generation through music. Mm. You know, music captivates our young people. You know, and I was asking God, you know, last year, what can I do? It was actually 2 years ago. What can I do, you know what I'm saying, to help win back our youth and win back this generation? And the Lord said, it's through music. Because they're so fixated on music. So show them what you do. Show them me through the music. And that's what we do, man. And we have taken it across Atlanta, and we have had great success with it, you know. And we just want to continue to give these kids something positive to look at, where and they say, okay, I rap, so let me change the way I rap, and you know, and now give my gift and my talent back to the Lord. Wow. You know what I mean? So that's what Judas Praise is. It's not a typical concert. You know, we praise God. We love to praise the Lord, and you know, we have praise dancing, we have rapping, we have singing, we have miming, all different facets of talents and gifts that somebody in the audience may be inspired of. So our dream, man, is to one day, you know, shut down Phillips Arena down here in Atlanta. We, you know, have the complete capacity of the building, you know what I mean, just rocking out for the Lord.
Man, that's what's up, man. E-Hub, we want to say thank you for coming on with us, man, and we're going to pray that you continue to stay strong in this ministry, and that, man, we continue to hear more and more from what you guys is doing down there, bro.
We definitely appreciate it, man. We love what y'all doing, and we say thank you to you all, you know, for having me on tonight. It was a blessing, and I really enjoyed myself, man. And I just want to shout out, if you may, just want to shout out, you know, my entire team, man, family, everybody that's listening, you know, everybody up there in Seattle, man. We just want to thank God for y'all, man. Double G Status, Twice Born, SM Soldier, Common, DJ Network, everybody, man. My wife, you know, Cover Girl, y'all know Cover Girl, you know, my Apostle Harrison, First Lady Harrison, the entire KLM ministry, EA, I see you. You know, God bless, man. I thank y'all so much for the opportunity, man. Thank y'all.
All right, bro. You be blessed, man. We're going to hear from you soon.
Yes. Have a good night.
All right, man. Y'all be safe.
All right, peace. All right, y'all. Y'all know what we're going to do. Let's get into this jam real quick. T. Hattie featuring Rick Flow featuring T. Hattie. Hustle hard and pray harder. Let's go.
So much gas in my bloodstream, octane out of range, spark plugs blinding. I had enough of the rough bluff, new screen fear, so I won't come for their stuff. How you gonna keep what ain't yours? I come, I can't ride the church on force. Come, my money can't soar. Just because I claim JC, I claim more. Yeah, right. Sky's the limit. I don't praise cheese, boy, I praise with it. Season is here and it's time for us to get it. God skips the greedy for the ones that are splitting. By any means necessary, open Lord, don't prepare. Negativity would never scare. It said I can't do it, I guess I got to prove it.
Hustle hard, pray.
I guess I'm a part of PE, cause all of public clocking ever since we dropped this CD. And all of my haters, they wanna see me. T-Addy passed the ball and I scored another TD.
Touchdown.
I see them running fast and falling off. I can't hear you though, cause all of y'all. If you could actually shake my faith, you wouldn't hear me now and I'd be in another place. But I choose to stay in the race. You can hate if you will, but you'll still see my face. Like hot wings, you cop these. Stop freezing, get it in. Faith keeping me high speed. Better bring your Ritalin. If I spit it in, it offends them. Bring a mass of tasers. I'm amazing, never afraid. Can't phase the worship like a rash. It's fast flows from Atlanta to Asia. Ask PL in Malaysia. This anointing attracts patience. Patience, God said it and I got mine. How I got mine. Now more than the block's mine.
So hard, pray harder.
You would never be here today if the Lord hadn't kept you away. That's why we pray.
So hard,
pray harder.
Pray harder.
East side,
so hard.
West side,
pray
on. Your side,
so hard.
My side,
pray
on. I'm gonna hustle hard. I'm gonna
on, pray harder.
Dedicate my grind
to my heavenly Father.
See, it's not for me, it's all for you.
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 I'm telling ya that Jesus Christ is alive, so we preach the gospel. Now we ain't secular. No, don't ever get it confused. Jesus on my side, so I can't lose. I ain't boasting, cause I know it's only by grace through faith that I'm standing in my van shoes. Yeah, and you know how he does this. Holy Christ like songs on my playlist, and a blackberry bowl with a Bible. The time that I spend with God, so wireless. And I mean that literal, cause the battle that we fight is spiritual. So I feed myself on his word. Put my Bible in the air, cause I ain't no nerd.
Put your Bible in the air, Bible in the air. Put your Bible in the air, Bible in the air. Put your Bible in the air, Bible in the air. Put your Bible in the air, Bible in the air. Put your Bible in the air, Bible in the air. Put your Bible in the air, Bible in the air. Put your Bible in the air.
I put my Bible in the biz, yeah. I ain't ashamed, I ain't going anywhere, yeah. Can somebody please turn my microphone up so I can rep Christ on this track right here, yeah. I got my new King James. Some of these cats is doing the same. Studying the word to show myself approved, like it says in 2 Timothy 2:15. I got my NIVZ, the amplified version keeps me busy. New Living Translation goes hard with the most important things that is hidden in my heart. Yeah, but some dudes got it twisted. Could it be cause we look like misfits? They're like, I'm like, nah, I got church Sunday, I can't miss it. Put your Bible in the air, it's a letter 4-4. Not replacing your faith for a 4-4 or a 4-5. We rep the Lord by reflecting Christ in our life. We stay fly.
Put your Bible in the air, Bible in the air. Put your Bible in the air, Bible in the air. Put your Bible in the air, Bible in the air. Put your Bible in the air.
Put your Bible in the air. You know, I had to grab that. That was my prop right there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's not just a prop, though. I use that. You dig? So, Miss Cole.
Clarify.
Man, that's right. You know what I'm saying? Hey, if you got a prop Bible, don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, get your word out, man.
So, Don.
Yeah. Go ahead. You want to ask me a question?
No.
Or I'm going to ask you. Fully persuaded in our faith. How can we do that, Miss Cole?
Can I get an amen?
You talked about about this a little. You touched on this a little bit last night, right?
Yeah,
intertwined with each other.
Yeah.
But what's the question?
What does it mean to be fully persuaded in our faith? How can we do that?
I think Ehud had some really great points. I think to continuously be fully persuaded for God, I think there's a lot of key things. I mean, constantly, obviously, in the Word, prayer, surrounding yourself, going to church. Mm. I always say that. I'm an advocate for going to church. I know that church,
why is that so big? Why?
I know that church is...
It can be.
Or can be.
Yeah, not
I know
is.
That.
It can be.
You didn't even know what I was just about to say.
Okay, well, tell me.
I know that a lot of people, you know, I know that church is within us. I know it is outside of the four walls, but I think it's very important to get grounded in a home, a church home. So you're constantly being fed the Word. I know we can read and we can do that ourselves.
Yeah.
But you know, like Ehud earlier, he was saying, you know, he got to a point where he was done with the church thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I think I just lost my thought.
Yeah, you're talking about the importance of a church home to keep us steady in the faith. And I think it's very important that we go to church, because the fellowship is really, a lot of times, the fellowship is what keeps us in check.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Have you ever been to a place where somebody at church was like, man, God had a word for you and this, and it had just changed your whole mindset? Or even the pastor preaching. Have you ever been to church and that has happened? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that happens to all of us, mm-hmm. you know, countless times. And so it's very important for us to go to church. I mean, you were giving a good list. For us to be fully persuaded, we got to be in constant prayer. You know what I'm saying? Why is that so important for somebody that's saying, hey, man, I pray every now and then. I pray when I need something from God, but when I don't, you know, I might not pray. Why would you say that's so important?
To keep your relationship with God.
To keep your relationship with God, because without a relationship, we can't be fully persuaded.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was saying this yesterday, you know what I'm saying? I was in the gym a while ago. You know, I did say it was a while ago last time. But we were in the gym, and on a TV that they had in the gym, there was some news people that said that they found Jesus' bones. And I was like, wow. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, man, that's crazy. Somebody's going to believe that. But in the last days, the Bible even says that Satan's going to try to deceive those that are living for God, the elect. And that's why it's important that we understand God, we have a strong relationship with Him, and we follow the Word of God. You know what I'm saying? And I think being fully persuaded, it causes us to think outside the norm of the world. You know what I'm saying? Even Ehud was talking about, we have to see it to believe it. But a lot of times, faith is stuff we can't see. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And he talked about that as well. We see Cover Girls. He said, constant prayer is your connection with God. If you want to stay in connection with God, you definitely have to be in prayer, man. And fully persuaded, more than anything, man, we have to know that there's going to be things that are going to come. Mm-hmm. Just like Ehud said, there's going to be things that are going to come. The devil is going to try to take our faith out. Mm-hmm. But what we got to do, Ms. Cole?
Be fully persuaded.
We got to be fully persuaded. Say it like
and
a preacher.
And remember.
And remember what?
How God has created us.
Remember how God has created us. And not only this, I was sitting listening to somebody talk yesterday, our sister Janae, and she was like, every time your husband does something or some of the stuff you remember, put it in a box so you can pull it out when times get hard. Mm-hmm. I like that idea. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we forget about some of the stuff that God has done.
Right.
We need to keep it in our spiritual mind box or whatever you want to call it. Right. And when stuff is going crazy, we got to remember, man, I remember when God did this.
Right.
And get our minds off of the things that He hasn't done in our life that we're still waiting for Him to do, man.
Right.
So we got to be fully persuaded. Go ahead, Ms. Cole.
No,
go ahead. I thought you was going to say something.
Well, I was going to go along the lines of what Ehud was talking about, how he spoke to, he speaks to the passenger seat.
Yeah.
And then that got him into the habit of asking his wife. Is that what he was talking about?
Yeah, he was saying he spoke before his wife was there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? To the seat. You know what I'm saying? And he was believing that his wife was going to sit in that seat one day. You know what I'm saying? And hey, that's bold faith, man. You know, and we got to have that. But I think we kind of wrapped it up. Any last words you got on that, Miss Cole?
Because I can't even connect my thoughts together. So.
It's all right, man. If you wanna chop it up with us, man, about being fully persuaded, you've been doubting. Man, I really believe with man when I say this. Give us a call. We're gonna chop it up and we're gonna definitely share our faith and allow us to grow. Sometimes we might not have the fellowship that we need, and it's always good to get that. And you can give us a call at 425-243-4285. Or if you got topics, let us know. And we're gonna get out of here. I am the warrior, Don Christian, joined by
Miss Cole,
and we still gotta figure that name thing out, you know what I'm saying?
It's okay.
We gonna get it though. Alright, let's go.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da Shabakta. I yada da. I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay.